Succeed.
Oshibarongo, your home on 87.8.
It's 8:16 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, one of the conversations, it's a continued conversation that we've been having. And the last time we had this conversation, Shekwan, is when we were at the headquarters of the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia, where we encouraged the whole country, on Donor Day to go out there and do the right thing, the honorable thing, the most courageous and righteous thing, I believe, to donate blood.
And save lives.
And we've got Abudi Titus Shivute in studio right now, the Supervisor of Marketing and Donor of Relations for the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. Abudi Titus!
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
It's been good. We actually missed you, my guy.
I missed the energy as well. I missed the space. Yeah, how have things been going here?
No, things are great. Okay. We're actually curious about the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. I mean, because the last time we were there, your offices were overwhelmed.
Yeah.
No, I went something. After that.
Yeah. And you even went back after that.
Yeah. I was so disappointed.
So walk us through from then to now.
Okay. There's been a lot happening since then. Generally, the transfusion service has experienced a drop in our stock levels. But over the past week, that has gradually started to increase because we've had blood drives in various towns, Weino, Chivarongo, and various other towns since then. And we also launched our back-to-school sort of campaign and winter campaign last week. So we are doing blood drives at schools, and the situation is gradually improving, and we are hoping over the next 2 weeks or so we can definitely have a more sufficient supply for all hospitals.
So you guys managed to get 956 units, right? So with the schools being closed, that impacts
the definitely
number of donations.
Definitely, because some of the places where we normally host blood drives, you get places like let's say corporates where only 20 individuals or so donate, but if you go to a school, you know, you have like 50 learners or more donating at a specific school. So we are also just trying to go about the entire process a lot better and try and ensure that all these learners and students and everyone also avail the opportunity to donate blood in their own space.
Now, what are we looking at right now? Because, look, you said it's gradually picking up, but we obviously it's never enough, isn't it? What are those clinics and what are we looking at, especially from now until maybe the weekend and month end?
Okay. So we have various blood drives planned. We are still continuing with blood drives in Ochivarongo for this week. So tomorrow, Thursday, the 27th, we'll be doing blood drives at the B2 Gold Mine. We'll also avail the opportunity for mine workers, on site to donate blood. We also have a blood donation drive tomorrow at NTA in Kommersdal. So if you know where the Namibia Training Authority is, you can pop by.
And where is that? Is it Rossing?
It's at Rossing. So we also have a blood drive there, and then we have all kinds of various centers around the country on top of the school sessions. So obviously I can't really invite everyone to go and donate at the schools live on air, but we have our head office, which is in 35 Tal Street, and that's open from 7 in the morning till 4 o'clock every Monday to Friday. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we offer extended hours up until 6 o'clock. And we also have the Channel Life Center that's located in the CBD area, just between Vernal Park and the old town square. So you can also pop by there Mondays to Fridays between 8:30 up until 4 o'clock. And I also just want to remind our listeners that actually, if you're sitting at home and you're struggling to sort of come to us, you can give us a call and we can pick you up in the comfort of your home. We pick you up, you make your blood donation, and thereafter we'll drop you off. So the number to call in that regard is 0811-22-1265. That's 0811-1265 if you want to arrange any transport to any of the locations or our centers, and you'd really, really like to donate blood. So we have all kinds of blood drives also planned for August. Next week, Tuesday, the 1st of August, will be in Okahanya. So Okahanya, you guys are more than welcome to donate at the Okahanya Town Hall between 11 to 6 o'clock next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, we are taking our team to Rehoboth as well. We'll be in Rehoboth at the Hermanus van Wyk Town Hall between 11 in the morning till 6 o'clock. So once again, just a reminder for each and everyone to really just get together, because as I had previously informed NSK and Sheikh Wan, like only 1% of Namibians donate each and every year. And I believe, yeah, we go an extra mile to try and ensure that we avail the opportunity. So just to also come up in numbers, you and your friend, if you need a holding hand to make a turn at our offices or anywhere, any one of these places.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's coming for
me. Man, I'm still feeling some type of way. Okay. So context. So we did the World Blood Donor Day.
Yes.
And I was really inspired, obviously with conversations with you and so forth, to actually go and donate.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. That list, that tick off situation, is picky. You know, I was just like, okay. Mm. But anyway, you had to be truthful with the whole situation.
Of course.
So in 2002, 2003, I was like 12 or 13. I can't remember. Yeah. It's a very long time ago. I was diagnosed with hepatitis B.
Yeah.
So I have recovered from it. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're
like an almost
adult now.
Obviously, liver failure. Guys, but that was a scary experience, by the way. Like, it almost really took me out for real.
Yeah.
Don't know where the hell it came from, but here we are. Mm-hmm. So then I had to be honest on the listmas, and then I told them that I had hepatitis, whatever it is. Mm. So I go through the first checkpoint, it's Chapmos. Mm. Second, I'm almost there on the seat.
I'm
excited. I'm even calling him. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm here to save lives.
Yeah. I also just come running downstairs, like, okay, let me go hold Sheikh Wan's hand.
And then they just tell me, and then she just doubles to, oh, which hepatitis did you have? I'm like, no, just B. But I was like, in 2003 or something, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
She's like, then you can't donate ever.
Yeah.
But why is that though?
Okay. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, I'll briefly explain it to you.
Yeah.
So with hepatitis, the reason that's also one of the key transfusion transmittable infections that we really have to test for is because we have, it basically stays in your bloodstream, okay? And you create now antibodies that other individuals don't have against that particular infection.
Yeah.
So if we are going to transfuse that unit of blood to a patient, there is a huge potential that there's going to be a post-transfusion reaction, because the rare antibodies that you have due to that having recovered from infection are not present in the actual patient. So as a result, unfortunately, anyone that has had either hepatitis B or hepatitis C.
A, they can recover.
As well as E, that was quite prevalent a few years ago in Windhoek and other areas. For that one, you can recover quite quickly, and it's okay. It doesn't stay in your bloodstream. But unfortunately for B and C, it stays in your bloodstream, and as a result, we have to defer individuals who have had condition before from donating blood, just as a matter of safety for yourself as well.
Of course.
And at the end of the day, the patient that receives your blood.
I mean, like,
blood.
I get it, but damn. Also,
there's a whole science to it.
Especially considering that I have the blood type that they need. Positive.
And that's why it's such a pity. But luckily for you, Sheikh Wan, you're sitting in studio right now. You can inspire so many more positive donors.
Right? Shut up!
Titus, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. We will obviously keep our eyes on your socials. I think the most inspiring thing, or the most the comfortable thing that you guys are doing, is the fact that you are able to pick them up, or pick someone up that wants to donate and that wants to put up their hand. I think that's something there.
Yeah, just try to make the whole thing convenient for everyone. Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Alright, cool. It's the supervisor for marketing and donor relations at the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. If you missed this conversation, it will be up on our website in a few. Stick around. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
A better life. Here we stand. From the back.